In today's Mishnah, we learn the fifth and final Mishnah from the second Perek of Masechta Menachot, and it'll begin the third Perek. The Mishnah begins, Pigel b'komets v'lo b'levona. So he's specifically referring to the time of Haktara, meaning the burning of the komets and the levona, as opposed to, just to avoid confusion, when in the first Mishnah in this Perek, we were talking about having the wrong machshava at the time of kmitza, at the time when that some of the mincha offering is separated. So here what happened is, at the time of Haktara, he had the machsheva pigel, meaning he thought to, say, consume the parts that are meant to be consumed outside the allotted time, the time only when he burnt one of the matirim, meaning the komets, and not l'levona, because remember, both of them are required to be burnt in order to allow the remainder to be consumed. Or alternatively, he had the wrong machsheva, meaning machsheva pigel, the time he burnt the levona, v'lo b'komets, but not the komets, when he was burning the kmitza. So Mishnah says, Rabbi Meir says pigel. Not a problem, it's sufficient. Well, I should say it is a problem in that it would be rendered the korban pigul v'chayvim alav karet. Avachachamim, they say no. Ein bo karet ad shivagel et kol matir. Meaning that the time of the haktara, when we're burning the matirim, both matirim, the kmitza and the levona and the frankincense, machsheva pigul has to be regarding both of these to render the entire korban pigul. However, having machshava, it's just for one of them is considered having machshav for chatzi matir, half of the matir, which doesn't render the korban pigul. However, modim chachan remeir b'minchat chot or minchat knaot she'im pigel b'komets shu pigul v'chayvem alav karetz, sha'komets hu hamatir, which means the chachamim agree with the Rebbe Meir regarding the minchat chot and minchat knaot. Again, this is the sin offering in unique cases that's brought as a mincha offering, as we explained when we started the Masechta, and also minchat knaot, which is the sotas mincha offering. That in that situation, if the individual had this machsheva pigul, this thought to consume it outside the required time, at the time of offering the komets alone, well, in that situation, clearly, then it would render the korban pigul according to all opinions. Why? Because that is the sole matir, meaning with these other mincha offerings, the levona, the frankincense, is not brought along with it, not burnt. As Mitch says, our komets hua matir, it is the sole matir. Just Kadi points out, returning back to the beginning of the Mishnah, regarding the case where Point Chachamim, where they maintain that having machshava for only one of the matirim does not render the korban pigul, they would agree that the korban is nonetheless pasul or psula. It's considered invalid. Why? Due to a gzeira out of a decree, so people won't mix it up in a situation of minchat choteh. In other words, in the situation where the individual had machsheva pigul regarding the komets for a normal offering, and we said, yeah, it's fine, the korban's okay, then one might confuse that with a case where someone had the machsheva pigul by minchat choteh at the time we offered the kmitza, and think, previously it was okay, so now it must be okay too, not realizing that this case is different. Therefore, in a situation where they're both matirim, meaning the komets and the levana, Chachamim said, look, mishum gzera will render this korban considered pasul, albeit not pigul. Let's continue. Shchat achad min hakvasim lachol shtei chalot. Again, not to confuse it with Mishnah previously. Here, as opposed to in the case we saw recently, which was the where he shechted both kivsei atzeret and had machshava to eat one of the shtei chalot outside the allotted time. Here, it's the opposite, meaning the kohen shechted only one of these kivsei atzeret, one of these lambs, and had the machshava to eat both chalot outside the allotted time, meaning machar, so it's mechsheve pigul regarding again only one of the matirim. Or iktir echad min habazikim, which is he had machshava when he offered or burnt one of the spoons of frankincense in order to, remember, there are two that are burnt in order to matir the lechem apanim, the showbread for the kohanim to consume it. So again, he had machshava pigul regarding only one of the matirim, and it was lechol shnei sadarim lemachar, then he had the machshava to eat these loaves the next day, meaning after Shabbat. In that situation, once again, Rabbi Meir says, pigul, it's sufficient to render the korban pigul, v'chayivim alav karet, and it would be punished by karet. However, the chachamim disagree. They say, no, you had machshava regarding one of the matirim, so for ein pigul, ad shifagel et kol ha-matir, meaning the korban only rendered pigul if the wrong machshava, meaning this machshava pigul, is had in mind regarding both of these matirim. In other words, when he slaughtered both of the kivsei atzeret. Let's continue. Shechat echad min hakvasim lechol mimenu lemachar, hu pigul v'chaviro kasher. What happens if, when he offered the kivsei atzeret, this kohen, he had machshava to eat that individual keves the next day? In that situation, it would be pigul, and it would not affect the other matir, meaning the other keves would still, if it's offered properly, would be kasher. again, because here the question is not regarding the showbread, I mean machshava regarding the showbread, because in this situation we're dealing with the keves itself, and it is matir itself, each keves. It doesn't rely on anything else, so therefore machshava pigul regarding one of the kvasim affects that keves alone, irrespective of the other one. What happens though, if when slaughtering one of the kvasim, he says lachol mechaveiro lamachar, he had intention to eat the other keves the next day. In that situation, we say shnehem ksherim. In other words, both of them are absolutely fine because, as we said previously, ein matir mefagel et hamatir. If you're engaged in one matir, in one kvasim, and I have machshava regarding the other one, it does not render the korban pigul because this ein matir mefagel matir. One matir cannot affect the other. Now, if you recall, when we started this perek, we said the Kohen Chachamim that that wasn't the case with Kometz and Levona. Meaning, if someone at the time of Kemitza had Machshava to offer the Levona atzad a lot of time, we said it would render this Korban Pigul. But we said the Kohen Chachamim that since they are Koveah, where they're established to be used for this Korban by being placed in the same Kli, that was an exception to this rule in that the Chachamim view them as a single Matir and not two independent Matirim, like the two Kivsei Atzeret. Let's now learn the third perek. Begin the third perek, let's learn the first Mishnah. Hakometz et hamincha, if someone performs kemitza, lechol devar she'ein dakor lechol, and he had intention to eat, say, the kometz that is meant to be burnt on the mizbeach, so he had intention to eat that beyond the lot of time, or lahaktir, or to offer up, devar she'ein dakor lahaktir, something that's not meant to be offered up, for example, the shirayim leftovers. In that situation, we say it is kasher, the korban's fine. Because as we learned previously, when regarding the machshava, it's lachol davar shadarko lechol. I mean, the machshava pikul is only if you had intention to eat something that's meant to normally be in. However, Rebbe Eliezer in this situation, he says, no, the korban is still pasul. Why is that? Because he understands the pasuk refers to haktara also with the language of achila. As we say, vahem ha'achol ya'achel mi basar zevach shlamav. And they understand that there's two achilot. One is achilat adam, and the other one is achilat mizbeach. So since the language of achila can apply to haktara, therefore, according to Rebbe Eliezer, having machshava to, say, eat something that's normally offered would render this korban pasul. However, the halacha is not actually like Eliezer. Rather, as we said, it has to be to eat something that's normally eaten or to offer something that's normally offered. That would render the korban pigul. Let's continue. Lechol devar shadoko lakol or laktir devar shado laktir b'chot mekezayit. What if the person had intention? We've already alluded to this previously. To eat something that's meant to be eaten or to offer something that's meant to be offered, but the intention is to do so with less than a kezayit, less than the olive size worth. As the Mishnah says, b'chot mekezayit. In that situation, the Mishnah says that the korban mincha would be kasher, would be valid. Because having machshav for less than a kezayit does not render this korban pigul. What about lechol kechatzi zayit, laktir kechatzi zayit? Kasher she'ein achila v'aktar mistarfim. So we know that the half kezeitim can actually combine, and we've used that in the Mishnah we've learned previously as a case where it would render the korban pigul. However, if someone had intention to eat a chatzi half kezeit and to offer a chatzi zayit, both of them outside a lot of time, in that situation we say the korban is actually valid. Why she'ein achila v'aktar mistarfim? Because machshava regarding consumption offering do not combine. Now we've already learned this, so this is a repeat of this principle. And just like in Zvachim, it was repeated to teach us the Rebbe Eliezer, despite the fact disagreeing regarding the machshava to eat something that is not meant to be eaten or offered, something that's not meant to be offered, he would render it invalid. Nonetheless, it's repeated now to teach us, Rebbe Eliezer would agree here, that a half kezayit of haktara of offering and half kezayit of achila of consumption do not combine. And that's how we explain the repetition in Zvachim, and that's how we're going to explain it now in today's Mishnah. And those are the Mishnah today.